Judge Eileen Cannon, the federal judge presiding over the Mar-a-Lago document case, just made a very, very dangerous order, and she tries to almost conceal what she just did through this paperless order directive that she's making. But when you break it down, you see that she is ordering special counsel Jack Smith to provide to Donald Trump a document which she previously allowed Jack Smith to file ex parte and under seal, meaning that it wouldn't be shown to Donald Trump because it involved an ongoing criminal investigation, get this, into death threats being made against at least one witness in the Mar-a-Lago document case that the Department of Justice is currently investigating. So by mandating this, Judge Eileen Cannon is effectively compromising another Department of Justice ongoing criminal investigation to help Donald Trump. And this specific document, it's an exhibit, document number 296, if you will, on the docket in the Mar-a-Lago case. It involves death threats that were being made against a witness that special counsel Jack Smith attached to a motion for reconsideration of a prior order that Judge Eileen Cannon made, where she was ordering the Department of Justice to disclose on the public docket for the entire world to see all of special counsel Jack Smith's confidential informants and witnesses and confidential witness statements that was made to the government. It's called Jenks material, which never gets released during this period of time. So special counsel Jack Smith said earlier in the week, Judge Cannon, your order that you made requiring us to put all this witness information out there to the public now is clearly erroneous. You provide the wrong legal standard. You used a compelling government interest test when you should have used does the government have good cause to keep this these witness information confidential from the public view until the trial takes place. And even if you want to look past that you applied the wrong legal standard, Judge Eileen Cannon, this would result in manifest injustice. You would be imperiling the lives of confidential witnesses for the government, imperiling FBI code names in other cases. And so special counsel Jack Smith said to Judge Eileen Cannon, can we please submit this exhibit to you so we can show you the types of threats that witnesses are facing in this case that you're going to encourage more of. But we have to file it under seal, meaning Trump can't see it and the public can't see it, and ex parte, meaning just you, the judge, can see it for now, not Trump. If it's just filed under seal, then Trump can see it. If it's ex parte and under seal, only you, judge, can see it. So Judge Eileen Cannon basically said, okay, fine, I'm going to temporarily allow you to file that document ex parte and under seal, meaning Trump can't see it. File your motion for reconsideration. Jack Smith then late on February 8th, filed his motion for reconsideration, said, Judge, you applied the wrong legal standard. Even if you applied the right legal standard, you're imperiling my witnesses. Here's that exhibit that I was talking to you about that you're allowing just you to see, not Donald Trump to see and not the other defendants to see. Here it is. What does Judge Eileen Cannon do? On Friday, February 9th, Judge Cannon says, turn it over to Donald Trump. I'm ordering you now to, now that I've seen it, turn it over to Donald Trump, thereby compromising the criminal investigation into these death threats. Let's just unpack this a little bit more. I know I'm throwing a lot of concepts your way. You may have seen this article from ABC. Authorities investigating online threats made to potential witnesses related to Trump classified docs case. The threats are cited in a court filing from the special prosecutor. So let's dig through the data. Let's look at the court filing. Here's the court filing right here, which talks about a motion for leave to file this exhibit ex parte and under seal. This is a document that special counsel Jack Smith filed on February 7th. So it was filed on Wednesday. And here's the request that's made to Judge Eileen Cannon. It talks about how there is this exhibit that describes in some details the threats that have been made over social media to a prospective government witness and the surrounding circumstances and the facts that those threats are the subject of an ongoing federal investigation being handled by a United States Attorney's Office. Disclosure of the details and circumstances of the threats risks disrupting that investigation. And why would Jack Smith want to provide this detail, this file, to Judge Eileen Cannon? Because Judge Eileen Cannon was ordering that all of these other witness identifications be made public, be put on the public docket. So Special Counsel Jack Smith, when he files this on February 7th, 2024, on Wednesday, says, Judge, on February 8th, I'm going to file a motion for reconsideration of your prior order where you're going to make all these other witness IDs public so everybody can see. That would be a big problem. You're going to cause death threats. You don't believe me. You don't want to listen to the case law. Let me show you that there is an active United States attorney federal criminal investigation relating to threats that are being made in this very case. But Judge, may I please file this ex parte and under seal because of the nature of this criminal investigation. And let me also cite for you case law here as well from the 11th Circuit that says protecting, which oversees you, which says protecting the integrity and secrecy of an ongoing criminal investigation is a well-recognized and compelling governmental interest.
Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you're sleeping well, you can perform at your best mentally and physically. Proper sleep can also increase focus, boost energy, and improve your mood. Introducing Beams Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been an absolute game changer for my sleep. Sometimes I find myself up at night in bed with my thoughts and uneasiness. Well, that's not the case anymore because I started to drink Beams Dream Powder. Prior to Beams Dream Powder, the poor sleep and late nights staying up really affected my mood and energy, but not anymore. And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas for up to 40% off.
So Jack Smith previews the motion for reconsideration, this exhibit that then gets filed. And then so Special Counsel Jack Smith then files the motion for reconsideration. The motion for reconsideration and stay is filed as document 294 on February 8th, 2024. Then document 296 is this exhibit that talks about the death threats and the active United States attorney's investigation that is taking place. When we go and look at the broader docket right here, what you'll see is that Judge Eileen Cannon granted, if you go look at Doc 293, so remember, Doc 294 is the motion for reconsideration. 293 is a paperless order. That's just how it's listed on the docket. Document one would be the complaint. Document two is with the second document that's filed. So there have been, close to 300 documents that have been filed on this docket. That's what the doc numbers mean. So document 293 on February 8th, Jack Smith says, I'm going to file this motion for reconsideration, but I need this exhibit to be ex parte, under seal. Trump can see it. Can you please allow that to happen? Otherwise, I won't file this motion for reconsideration. What does Judge Cannon do? Here's her paperless order, and she grants the special counsel's motion for leave to file the ex parte, to file the exhibit ex parte and under seal. So she allows it. So Jack Smith goes, okay, now I feel comfortable filing my motion for reconsideration because I know that I can attach this exhibit ex parte and under seal. So Jack Smith files it. We did a whole video on the ex parte under seal filing, on Jack Smith's motion for reconsideration, which includes this ex parte under seal filing, which we don't know what it says, but in Jack Smith's motion for reconsideration, he says, Judge Cannon, your prior order from earlier in the week saying that we must disclose the identities to the public of all of these witnesses and FBI code names, you said that the government didn't satisfy its burden of showing a compelling interest to keep the information under seal, meaning confidential. But it's not a compelling interest. All we have to show is good cause because that was material that was turned over in discovery. The fact that Donald Trump is trying to bring all this information on the public docket doesn't convert it into some sort of public motion or filing where you apply the test about whether there's a compelling government interest that overrides the First Amendment concerns to keep these documents confidential. Otherwise, the way to get around the standard, if you want to avoid the government keeping these documents confidential, is every criminal defendant would just try to file it on the public docket and get around the good cause standard. Judge, all we had to do was show that when it comes to discovery matters, there's good cause to keep the information of witnesses confidential, and not put it on the public docket. But Judge Cannon, even if we applied the compelling government interest test, there would be manifest injustice if you disclose the identities of these witnesses because we're aware of investigations. And we'll show you just one example where somebody's facing death threats and there's a criminal case because their identity as a witness has been provided in the public in this case. And that's going to happen to all of our other witnesses. So we want to share that information with you. Cannon's like, okay, we'll keep it away from Trump and we'll keep it out of the public docket. Jack Smith files his motion for reconsideration. And then what does Judge Eileen Cannon do? Boom. She then screws Jack Smith, issues a paperless order, redesignating the ex parte sealed document as a sealed filing only, meaning turn it over to Trump. The public can't see it, but show these documents to the defendant in this case. And it says, upon in-camera review of the subject attachment, meaning just the judge reviewing it, upon just my review as Judge Cannon, and mindful of the disfavored nature of ex parte proceedings, the court reaffirms the special counsel's request to seal the attachment referenced in the special counsel's motion for leave, but finds an insufficient basis provided to deviate from the adversarial process in this instance. The special counsel is directed to transmit the exhibit to defendants on or before February 10th, 2024. The exhibit shall remain sealed pending further court order. So she's even potentially there holding out the prospect of pending further court order, even potentially making this public. But we can keep it confidential from the public's view for now, even though she may reconsider that in the future. But for now, turn over this document to Donald Trump, who may be criminally investigated right now, being involved or encouraging these threats. So you see what Judge Eileen Cannon did right there. So I think special counsel Jack Smith, and she gave him one day to do it and dropped it on a Friday. I know that's a lot there to unpack, but I really want to dig deeper here into the real nefarious intent behind something like this order right here. And you see how Judge Cannon almost tricked Special Counsel Jack Smith. Jack Smith's like, I'm going to file this motion for reconsideration, but I need you to keep this under seal. She goes, sure, I'll keep it under seal. Upon further consideration, turn it over to Trump once she got her hands on it. That's what this order's about. Horrific stuff. Look, I know Special Counsel Jack Smith threw his motion for reconsideration, and Judge Cannon knows she's screwed as well. So she's retaliating against Jack Smith now because she knows that she screwed up. I mean, she's intentionally doing this for Trump, but she screwed up her prior order where she said that Jack Smith needs to make public the identity of all of these confidential informants and witnesses and confidential statements that are taken in the case. Jack Smith said, look, you're wrong on the law, and hinted out that he's going to get her reversed. She retaliated by doing this. If you want to even call it retaliator, just helping Trump out. That's where we're at with this, folks. We'll keep you posted. I'm Ben Mysolis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.